AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. military has increased the threat level at bases across North America. Here's our Sagar Magani with details.
The level has been bumped from A to B, even though most military installations, including the Pentagon, were already at a slightly higher level than A. The military says nothing specific triggered the increase, saying it's due to a generally heightened threat environment. Officials say the boost will likely mean more vigilance at bases, along with more random bag or vehicle checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More storms are rumbling through North Texas. Corey Mead at the Storm Prediction Center says a rough weather pattern is in place.
Potential for significant severe weather into the weekend, Saturday, particularly across parts of the central and southern plains. So we're talking about areas from Kansas down through Oklahoma into Texas.
In Cook County, Texas today, the body of a man was found. His vehicle apparently had been swept away in last night's flooding. It's not even hurricane season yet, but Tropical Storm Anna is churning up the surf off the Carolinas. National Hurricane Center Director Rick Knapp says it is early.
It's certainly not unprecedented for subtropical and tropical systems to form off the southeast coast of the U.S. in May before the official start of the season on June 1. In 2012, we had Tropical Storm Beryl make landfall in Jacksonville.
Anna centered about 170 miles south-southeast of Myrtle Beach, and it's expected to be a big rainmaker. San Francisco prosecutors say that they've already dismissed 8 criminal cases based on racist and homophobic text messages involving 14 police officers. Prosecutors are reviewing another 3,000 cases. In New York City, Officer Brian Moore has been laid to rest. The 25-year-old officer was fatally shot last weekend. This is AP Radio News. A hung jury today for the man charged with killing Eitan Pates in 1979 in New York City. That's where our Warren Levinson has the latest.
After 11 weeks of testimony, 60 witnesses, and 3 weeks of jury deliberation, a wrenching 36-year-old child disappearance case remains unresolved. Stan Pate said he was bitterly disappointed after a jury split 11-1 in favor of convicting Pedro Hernandez of the kidnapping and murder of his 6-year-old son. Defense attorney Harvey Fishbein says he understands, but
there's only a resolution if the correct man is held responsible, and we firmly believe that Pedro Hernandez is not the right man.
Hernandez, a teenage store clerk in 1979, confessed 3 years ago. Fishbein says his confessions were a fiction created by mental illness. Prosecutors say they'll try the case again. Warren Levinson, New York.
Big news from General Hospital. Anthony Geary, who plays Luke, is leaving the show. He's been a star for nearly 3 decades. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.